Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and always very excited to speak with my next guest because she makes us think about things that are sometimes not readily apparent on the surface, where everything tries to get our attention is usually at. And her recent piece in The Spectator called The Lost Boys of COVID is making some news. Bethany Mandel, executive editor of the Heroes of Liberty book series. Good to have you back.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Who are the Lost Boys?
So the Lost Boys are really also the Lost Girls, and it's pretty much an entire generation of kids who, you know, they faced the brunt of what we did to them during the pandemic, and we're sort of seeing the ramifications. And unfortunately, on Thursday, we saw even more news that sort of backed up my thesis, the fact that nine-year-old test scores are lowest they've been in 30 years. We've erased two decades of reading and math progress, especially among Black and Hispanic kids.
You break down a lot of actual stats that I want you to share with us, because these are pretty compelling. But just how far back? I mean, you say that there's essentially 4 years of schooling that have been in some way hampered or lost in some respects. But what does the data show us?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the data is I think that while I didn't include it in the piece, the most sort of gripping data is the data that was released on Thursday, the fact that so many kids have fallen so far behind. And, you know, what's really impactful about that is the fact that these are not gains that we're going to get back in a year, because if you started the pandemic in kindergarten or first grade, the likelihood of you being able to read is not very high, and you're going to continue to go through school behind. And the results of that we're already seeing in kids who were in middle and high school in the beginning of the pandemic. And we're seeing that in crime that they're committing and crime that they're a victim of. Child abuse rates went up, reporting went down, and the rates of children being the perpetrators of crime also. I mean, you look at every inner city program that we've ever had for young boys, and the point was always to get them off the streets. And then we closed the schools for 2 years in the inner cities. And the result has been more hijackings, more robberies, you name it. And the perpetrators are young boys who should have been in school this whole time.
Who do you hold primarily responsible for this?
Liberals, progressives, especially teachers unions. You know, we were told all through 2020 and 2021 by folks like the National Educators Association, the United Federation of Teachers, the New York Times, all of them, that school was not safe. And that was never the case. And that's why in Europe, they reopened the schools right away. I mean, liberals love to throw in our face, you know, this is the way that Europe is doing things. Where was that during the pandemic? There was a great piece in the Washington Examiner magazine, which, disclosure, my husband edits, but there's a great piece in the Washington Examiner magazine about just that.
Well, and it was interesting to think through some of the things that you presented in this piece, because this was the first time, at least in the modern era, where we had significant input of our public health officials on public policy. And as I have interviewed hundreds of doctors over the last 2 years, trying to give people good information on this, initially, the practicing medicine community, the physicians that are out there, were on board with some of the things that were being put forward. And then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. you had kind of this little rudder slip, and the boat started veering off course. And at first it wasn't that much, but, you know, just a little bit of a rudder going a different direction. And, you know, 2 miles down the road, you're way, way, way apart. And
yep.
to know things like Randy Weingartner getting to publicly get to officially give the CDC the guidance on how schools mm-hmm. should open,
yep.
I think speaks to the very thing that you're talking about. And a lot of people don't know that that happened. But the head of the largest teachers union was the one writing the medical policies for how we should continue.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had hysterics in charge of our medical response. So we had people who had one thing in mind, which was decreasing viral spread. And so they determined that it was that we were better off having 0.1% less spread than keeping the schools closed for another year. I mean, that's an example, but the risks and the benefits were never weighed. They decided that reducing COVID was the one and only goal of public health. Meanwhile, we also saw the first ever decrease in life expectancy. And it's because when your public health response is only about viral mitigation and not about cancer detection,
right,
or any number of other factors, you're harming public health
in a big time way, because all of the screenings that did not get done because people were told don't go see your doctor because you may get COVID. I thought that that was also a part of the problem. We had public officials, elected politicians, saying who should go to the doctor and why, and for the very public health issue that they were trying to mitigate, they didn't want us to go to our local doctor. They wanted us to go to hospitals and pharmacies. And it seems kind of absurd that the doctor that knows your health record the best wasn't even allowed to really weigh in on whether or not you should get a certain vaccine or a therapy or something else. It was really way backwards. So where do you kind of come down on what the long-term effect of all this is in your piece?
It's catastrophic. And, you know, at the end, I make the argument that there's no impulse to mitigate the damage that we've caused. I'm honestly surprised that we're even measuring it, and they're trying to keep the measurements to as little as possible, how much we're talking about the learning loss. They'd rather gaslight us. They'd rather say that, you know, everything is fine. There is no lost year. Kids are resilient. They'll get it back. But the fact is they're not. And you can't tell a first grader who's now in fourth grade, but reading still at a first grade level, that they're resilient. We learned this after Katrina, when we closed the schools in New Orleans just for a couple weeks. This should not have been a surprise. And yet they're still denying that it's as catastrophic as it is. They say it's due to the pandemic. And no, it's not. It's because of our response to the pandemic.
You need to read this piece, friends. It's in Spectator magazine, and it is called The Lost Boys of COVID. Bethany Mandel, the author. Bethany, thanks for making us think about it today.
Thanks, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.